Hello, beautiful humans. So before we start the podcast, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Nutty Selections, who sponsored this episode. They sell a variety of nuts, which you can choose and customize and combine into one pack, or you can buy their pre-made trail mix, which I did. Inside, it's got cashews, almonds, pecans, macadamia, dried cranberries, sunflower, pumpkin seeds, walnuts, and many more. All of which promote heart-healthy fatty acids, things like protein, magnesium, vitamin E, valuable nutrients. I mean, take pumpkin seeds, for example. It improves your bladder health, plus your prostate health. What else are you looking for? Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. Get on there, choose your nuts, get it delivered, and get it in your belly. Descarte Weekly is an independently produced Filipino podcast featuring artists, content creators, entrepreneurs, makers, and professionals from various fields. We explore their beginnings, experiences, wins, mishaps, and the Descarte deploy to get where they are or where they're headed. That or kaswalang kwentuhan lang. Hello, hello, frenzies. I think I did something wrong again with... Oh man, it's so hard doing this alone. So I can't imagine how you do it already.
Which one?
Just radio everything.
Which one?
Oh man, so hard. It's been a long week, guys. How's it going? Hump day. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for listening. To those of you listening on Spotify, I think I'm playing around with ads, so I'm sorry if you rolled through an ad.
You had one job, Mark.
It's the first time. It's the first time I'm doing an ad. So hopefully you guys are all right with it. So many things happening, but tonight we have on the show someone that I've had on the list. I've made this list by the
way. Yeah, I was like way down the list. I could tell it's been like 2 years coming and
but for real, there was a list that I built.
I'm offended. No, I'm
way,
kidding.
Way back August 2019, I was like, who are they? Like, I've got a lot of friends, you know, who are the interesting people that I can invite? And it started from Wajed. You know Wajed, right?
Of course.
Right. And then it went through to Don, who had all the YJ people.
All YJ are interesting people. Are you kidding me?
And then I was like, wait, hold on. And this was the time when I just saw you, actually. This is why I remember.
That's why.
So on the show, Alex C, how's it going?
It's gone really, I don't know, it's like a roller coaster.
Because of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened, so a lot of adjusting to do, and I'm sure everyone can relate.
100%. Grabe, akala ko mas madali yung work from home. Excited pa ako eh. I want to work in my boxers.
You wish.
I want to work half naked. But then, man, my brain, my soul...
I'm sure you've done it.
Well, I have, 100%.
I mean, now that we're admitting things, you know, why stop there? No, but I get what you're saying. It's a little bit more toxic now when you're working from home because there's no defined space for your work.
Right.
You can't. There are mixed lines there, so.
Tama, you can't separate yourself from
work. You can't separate. But you have to. You got to find your way.
Actually, I have my entire setup inside my room. I really want to move it. Ang problema kasi walang aircon sa bilang. Ang hirap. So,
importante ang aircon.
Diba? Di kaya. Thank you so much again for coming over and being my guest for the night. I kind of want to talk. So, Descarte, for those of you who are listening for the first time, what I do on Descarte is I speak to people who have pretty amazing jobs or are artists or have day jobs and do business on the side. Now, the entire transition... ever since I realized, because like building something like this, Alex, obviously you would know. Mm-hmm. I started off completely just, I want to do everything. I can speak, so I'm going to speak to everyone, you know?
I mean, that's a good way to start off, you know?
It was that I was completely lost. And people were asking me about, hey, Mark, like what are you doing with your podcast? And I would just say, it's an experiment, which is true, actually. So right now... I think after a year of experimenting, I've found what I'm comfortable talking about, which is the hustle, pretty much. Well, not really the hustle, because I'm having hustle podcasts, but I kind of want to concentrate on just really deep diving on business along with really interesting jobs, which is what you have. So pointing towards what got you into the voice hustle, right? What were the early influences? Take us through like what made you realize that you wanted to get into this kind of thing?
Mainly my parents, actually. My dad was a radio DJ and my mom was also a newscaster, and together they built radio stations in the province. So I literally, you hear about kids growing up in hotels. I kind of grew up around radio stations. Every summer, I'd spend my summer over in either it's Ozamiz or Dipolog or Pagadian, and learn my way.
Are they still like playing around with radios or?
Sadly, my dad passed away
Oh, that's sad
back
to hear.
in, but my mom, yeah, she's still managing it. From here.
Right.
So yeah,
So,
it's still there.
did you do start doing this after college? Wait, batchmates tayo, diba? Tama, batchmates tayo.
Mas bata at ako sa'yo.
Woo! Yun yun
I know
eh.
you kind of dug
Yun
yourself a little.
eh.
I had to,
Actually, oo nga pa,
go right in
lower
it,
batch na yata kita.
But yeah, no, I started doing the voice thing quite recently, actually.
What?
Yeah, it was more, my journey started with radio, really.
Okay. How did so was it during you grew up doing that? Well, not really. You grew up in that. Was it something na, and this is a question that I usually ask musicians, right? You grew up like people gr that grow up in music go one way or the other.
Which
But
is
leaning more towards becoming musicians then. You know, it
okay.
just it comes like it just comes naturally, but then there are other people who were forced into it. Like, do you feel like you got into the radio scene just completely loving it, or was it?
Yes. From the moment I first made my breaker, recording my first breaker, to the very moment my dad asked me to sit down in front of the mic and just talk, I fell in love with it.
Wait, what's a
You,
what's a
a
breaker?
breaker, it's just something that you do, or like in the music, it's just something to break up the monotonous sound. And it somehow sometime has the the station ID in it.
Like the station ID feel. Cool, so that's what got you interested. But just starting off, what did the early days look like?
Early days looked like me, 8 years old, chubby little me, and then going to Ozamiz, and then my dad running about his business, and he'd just tag us along. So I think I had the best form of out of classroom lessons, because I was literally being tagged along by my dad to the different radio stations and just checking up on how things flow, how he would talk to the DJs, picking up CD samplers from, music labels here in Manila. That's how it looked like for me when I didn't have
Kay.
school. So
As in,
yeah.
kitang-kita mo na talaga yung hustle in the early days
Yeah,
talaga.
and also not to mention, like we're just having dinner at the dining table. My dad would literally just tell me to pick up the ketchup bottle and then say, "Okay, Alec, Alexine, read the contents or read the ingredients, and but say it like you're on air or say it like you're a newscaster."
Wow, he was really prepping you.
Yeah, he was prepping me. I didn't even know it.
That's funny because just going back again on the musicians, diba usually, oh, anak, anak, kanta, kanta. Ikaw,
Ito yung gitara. Ito yung drums. So
ikaw.
ganyan.
Pero
But
ikaw, a
always
voiceover.
like how you talk. It's the way you deliver the words and the emotion behind it. I learned that from a very young age.
So it probably just came naturally.
Well, when you do have parents who are in this field and who are very good at it, I think I like to say I got their genes.
Who's the girl? There's a really famous girl right now, diba? Who's doing the who did the PAL voiceover?
Oh yeah,
And
Inca.
then
Yeah, Inca.
Inka.
Yeah.
And then her
Oh
mom
yeah,
did.
that's a family of that's just a
That's
family of
crazy.
talented
Ganda
voice
ng
actors.
boses. Like and I think like just basing off of what she did, like do you think it's genes or do you think it's generally something that you have to develop then on your own?
Okay, I've been asked that a lot. It's a great plus if you have the voice for it. But like I said, your vocal cords are a muscle, so they can be developed and they can be trained. So,
Right.
something to think about.
That's all right. I'm gonna keep on doing this.
Yeah, keep that in mind. You got a really good voice, Mark.
Really? I feel like
Yeah.
feeling ko boses palaka ako minsan eh. I don't know. I don't
No,
know.
no, no.
I
When I
can't
heard it, I
listen
was
to
like,
myself. Oh, can you listen to? I can't listen to myself. It's really. It's so cringe.
I'm as much as, you know, I try to avoid it sometimes, you have to, because as a radio DJ, you want to realize where you're committing errors, where you can improve, right. Even as a voice actor or voice talent or a host or a radio DJ. So it's right. Important.
Actually, I forgot something. Damn it. See, man, I'm really messed up today.
My flowers?
No, I wanted to listen to the stuff that you sent through.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that.
Let's do that now. I'm not sure, actually. Hopefully, Facebook lets me play it, but the Instagram one probably.
Facebook, it's an ad, so I think they let you play.
Oh, actually, true. That's true. So. Hold on. Let's try it out.
What, that was you? I'm like, yeah. And that's actually a compliment for people not to be able to recognize that it's me. That's like a good job for a voice actor or a voice talent. There it is. All right. You got one job, Mark. One job. I'm kidding. No. It's hard what he does, guys. You know, it's multitasking. Believe me, I've tried it. Radio, ugh.
This fun. He's got won't last.
He's gotten it done. He's just doing some.
Unless we help out. It may be intimidating, but it's not impossible. And it all begins with a little respect. Plant more kindness into every day. Connect meaningfully to more things that matter. Uncover more of what the country has to offer by putting away what we no longer need.
I actually didn't know what you
strengthen
said.
Strengthen our ties to the past and pave the way to an even
same
more
response.
Fun future.
Okay.
It all begins with a single step.
Yeah.
It all begins with us. Together, we can make these views last. Save our spots. So it's more fun forever.
You get casted because when you're part of a pool of voice talents and production houses, you know, clients come to these production houses and they ask, okay, who do you think would be best to fit, you know, fit the bill?
Yeah.
And then yeah.
They put you up. Let's watch the other one where this is the one that I actually got... got surprised.
Mind blown? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Here we go.
Like, that was you?
That was you. Damn.
You're making me killing sa'yo.
CDO Fantastic Young Pork Tocino.
Crazy, right?
You're making me killing.
Well, with every bite, ramdam mo ang kakaibang killing lambot at killing sarap. Sarap kiligin sa CDO Fantastic Young Pork Tocino.
Well, thank
you. This is
you.
What courage looks like. It's letting go to embrace what matters.
Oh.
It's being brave enough to change. And keep going. It's being unafraid of what's new.
True.
And having the guts to just go for it together. So go find that courage to recreate better days. Only with Globe.
Galing. Whew. So, let's roll back a little bit, right?
Okay, all right.
I just want to deep dive on... pretty much just the hustle of starting, because my dad actually I bought a mic for my dad for his birthday like 3 years ago.
Okay.
He's what, 61 or 62. He was 61 or 62 back then, and he was like, it's been a dream of mine to do a to host a radio show or do a podcast. You know? So I got him a mic, and being the guy that he is, he completely shifted his attention to something else. But okay. he actually took lessons in Makati. Yeah.
Lessons for what?
He did like radio something lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? That's interesting. I might know the trainers.
He said the guy training him already had a show or something like to that, you know.
I'm sure.
But he took it for a couple of months actually. It was a while. It went on for a while every Saturday.
Wow.
And he's 60 and everyone he's there with is probably below 40. And so I was just trying to, and that's kind of what gave me the idea in a parang, wait a minute, podcast. And I'm a huge fan of podcasting, obviously from tech. That's how I got involved.
Yeah.
But how did you, like, how did the first show look like? What went on? What happened after that? And how did things branch out into hosting voiceovers and sports commentating?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question because I never tire of telling people this story, but not a lot of people know it actually. So radio, right? Now we're in Manila. So I wanted to make a name for myself, you know, without the backers of my parents' name to do it for me. So, you know, in college, I really focused on academics. And you know that, Mark. I was part of the Central Student Council. And I really didn't have time to pursue my passions back then because I was just so worried about my grades. but then after that, I was on my way to work. I was in sales at that time. I was in the FMCG industry for 9 years. And I love listening to the radio. And long and behold, 99.5 Play FM holds an open mic competition for a tryout. And open mic was something different because this time it's open to not just students, but basically anyone from 0 to 60, anyone. And I said, oh my God, this is my last chance. Either I do this or I'm never going to get in radio. So I called and Sunny B answers the phone and he's like, okay, Alex, for you to, you know, become a part of the rookie radio program, you have to convince me that EDSA is the most amazing place on earth.
What a way to get into this.
The heck? Holy crap. Of all questions, you had to go to EDSA.
Yeah.
But what was really good was I was along EDSA at that time. So my debater skills kicked in and I just talked and talked and talked for one whole minute. And I convinced him that EDSA was the happiest place on earth. And that moment he said, okay, you're in. And that was the start of my radio journey.
What?
I was part of Ricky Radio. Yeah. And we were about like 14, if I remember correctly, 14. And then we were trimmed down to like 10 and then 8 and then 4. And then suddenly I'm part of the Play FM family.
So that's, wait. What year was this?
This was, I think, 2013 or 2014, if I remember correctly.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
And how did, what?
That's and I was the eldest in the group. I was oldest in the group.
That's an epic way to get into
it. Was
the industry.
And it was epic more in a way that I earned it. For
yeah,
myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like there's no denying.
No doubt.
That's nuts. And so they what happened after? Did they give you a slot? Did they?
Yeah. The rookie DJs would get weekend slots, and you take turns. And then after that, you know, only four were left, and we were hired. But before we were even hired, you know, I was going on air for free. I wasn't getting paid. It was just something that I really loved to do. And I looked forward to it, even though I wasn't getting paid enough. Because for me, payment was just me being able to turn on the mic and speak to the public. And then, yeah, I had my regular slots Saturday and Sunday.
I would have definitely choked.
No, I'm sure. Well, we all have our choking days. But, you know, we then have our days of like epic moments.
Yeah, there's just everything flows.
Yeah.
Oh, huge shout out to Justin Paragas. Hi, though, Alex.
Justin!
And si Emong Raymond.
Emong! You know, my God.
Up? What's up, Alex?
What's
DJ?
Up, you guys?
okay, so, and it was boiled down to the four of you. Technically, you weren't hired. How did the hiring situation happen?
Well, thankfully, the station manager, you know, he lobbied for the owner to, you know, hey, please hire these kids because they've been going on air for practically nothing. And they're doing a really good job, but, you know, pulling up the ratings. And so, yeah, I think the owner agreed and we got paid, I think, $5,000 a month.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait. Do I? When was the first time? Did you just go live on there? I'm not sure if I saw you go live a year ago.
Live where?
On Facebook? Did you do anything, or was that a video? I don't know. I kind of remember you doing or seeing you video.
Video?
Was that you, or was that, what, you or Rami? I'm not sure.
Probably wasn't me.
Probably wasn't you. Weird. Which radio station was this again?
99.5 Play FM.
Definitely it was Play FM. Probably. Well, Rami?
Rami Bitong is. Yeah, Rami Bitong. He came in when I left.
Okay. Yeah. So it must have been Rami.
Yeah, probably. But then, like, you know, we were going live also over Twitch and Facebook Live.
Right.
Yeah. So you would see us.
Maybe it was. Yeah. That. And so, in the duration of your tenure there, did you get other gigs? Or were you doing it full time? Or did you have a job on the side?
No, I had a job. I was working 7 days a week. So Monday to Friday, for all of those of you who are in sales, I think you know how the picture is, you know, 24/7, your phone must be with you at all times. And so it was like that. And then on weekends, I would go on air. And then sometimes I would host as well. So after board work, you go straight to the event and I'm there. So.
How did you begin hosting events?
I've been hosting since I was a kid. For school events, and you know, we were always the MCs. That's how they called it back then.
MCs,
right? So, but around the same year that I had decided to pursue radio was also the same year that I wanted to pursue hosting. And one of my colleagues, she would, you know, organize events on the side. And I said, you know, how's it going? And then she's like, oh, we still need a host. And then I said, oh my gosh, it's another opportunity that presented itself. Mm. So like, okay. I asked myself, do I present myself as a host or do I just like recommend someone else? And then I just decided, you know, I told her, hey, you know, if you could give me a shot, I would really like to host this wedding for you. And she gave me a shot and I'm forever grateful to her because that was my first professional gig ever.
All right. I'm just going to say this out loud. All right.
Okay.
I've been to a lot of weddings because I'm in that age criteria, age range.
Are you?
There's a lot of bad hosts out there.
Really? I'm so sorry you had that experience.
I don't know, man. I haven't seen the best host probably that I've seen was Sam YG, who did VJ and Cheska. Hi, guys.
Okay.
But like a majority of the hosts there, I'm like, man, I think I could do this. But at the end of the day, I can't because I don't have the guts for it.
Well, Justin Paragas, I think if he's still listening, I hosted his wedding.
I was there. We saw each other there. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I hope he didn't have a bad experience.
Definitely. You were already like, everyone knew that you were on radio. So you're like, that's not even a question. Aton from YJ is asking, pwede itrain ang vocal cords?
Yes.
Pwede itrain like, going deeper yung voice? Or stuck na ako ganitong boses habang buhay?
Alam mo, you know, I'll teach you a trade secret of the mga veteran DJs, including my dad. But it's a bad habit. But now I'm thinking twice if I should share or not.
Say it. We used to get drunk on the show.
Okay, fine.
All the time.
You smoke.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's funny? Because I kind of used to do that as well.
And it somehow helps you modulate your voice to go deeper.
It's
I don't know why.
Even singing. The control also is a little
bit
easier.
Wait, you sing, Mark?
Oh, just a little bit.
Okay, good. Come sing with us.
Karaoke.
Please sing for us right now. We demand it.
No, but overall, yeah, smoking does help.
It does. Okay, but please don't smoke. Please don't start smoking if you're not already smoking.
Let's. We're out of the smoking zone now.
Yes.
Did
please,
you ever smoke? Like, I'm not sure. You don't. You never smoked.
I'm gonna keep quiet.
I smoke. I quit.
Good for you.
Yeah. I've been quitting in periods, actually. I quit 3 years ago. I quit for about 6 months and I got back.
Good Lord. You and all the other people who say you've quit.
Yeah. And then
if you're going to quit, commit, man.
I quit the year after that. I quit for 8 months and I'm now also off it. I've been off it for probably.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy for your staggered progress.
But, you know, at least it made my voice deeper.
Yep. You got something out of it.
But it's true, you know. And so any tips for the people that want to get into the whole... was it just weddings? Did you get to host any other?
I started off after that. It was more of weddings. That's how I started. And then around 2018, that's when I started to shift to more like corporate events and other events.
Do those pay good?
Those pay good.
Do you manage yourself?
Yes, I do.
Whoa. How's that? Isn't it weird negotiating your TF? Or
it was at the beginning, but then once I realized the level of hosting that I provide to clients,
yeah,
I realized the value of my work. That put me in a better position to negotiate and, you know, lobby and really get value for what I'm doing.
Just thinking about it now, like the host has an intense amount of control over how the event flows.
Absolutely.
Complete commandeering the entire situation. Have you ever tripped on an event or?
No, actually.
You're just really comfortable in doing it.
I thought you were gonna ask me if you're really comfortable in heels, because I was gonna say fudge. No, but like I was a very shy kid before, which is weird because I would get like tremendous, like insane waves of stage fright. But now I've overcome that and I'm now comfortable. You put me under the light and with a microphone, I'm ready to talk.
And this is a recurring situation. I mean, this is a recurring thing whenever I speak to people who like to perform. Like, it makes you feel good, doesn't it? It makes you feel good that seeing people enjoy and stuff like that.
It does, because I mean, well, I can't really say there's a difference between how you compare my performance as a host and a radio DJ as compared to musicians or actors, because they're really putting up a show to entertain. While as a host and a radio DJ or a voice talent, I like to put it in a mindset wherein I'm putting the spotlight on other people and events and situations that need light and that need to be exposed and need to be shown to the public.
Kind of like a director as well.
Yeah, like I think of myself as a channel so that people, events, things can be heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa. I haven't looked at it in that light, actually.
Well, I'm glad to share it with you because I think it's the better way to go about your work as a host. Is it's never really about the host.
Yeah.
And the moment that you realize that, the moment that you're going to start doing a better job.
Like my the reason why I do it, really, at the end of the day, is just for me, because I'm a curious cat. Like, I really like speaking to people and speaking about the stuff that they do. Like,
yeah.
And I always say this on the show, like how the, like speaking to Pat Talasco doing urban planning, like who the heck does that, you know? I'm so interested in that stuff. Like I spoke to rappers, you know?
And that's great. And that's what makes you a great channel for this, for that information, because you're curious to know yourself.
Yeah. 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 And the questions are pretty, like a majority of the questions are really for me to understand. And then at the end of the day, the people that see what they're doing, at least they get, like, initially I wanted this podcast to be for not really kids, but people who want to get into it. Like, there are people who are 33 years old who and want to be, you know, a vlogger.
Yeah.
Which is why, or
there's
a streamer,
nothing wrong with that.
You know, which is why, by the way, in the next 3 weeks, I'm getting everyone streams.
Okay.
All my guests are streamers, like big ones.
Oh, cool.
So, just going back a little bit on the oi kachi.
Kachi.
Voice over in YJ Tears. Pwede the beatbox niya to nakapena.
Basic.
oi kachi, welcome to the show. I'm not sure if you've seen me before, but hey, kamusta? Just going back on being a radio DJ. How does the flow of shows happen? Is there a director? Is there like how do you get from the intro to the end of the end of the
in an ideal world, you'd have a producer, you know, to help you with your show and your segments, and you'd have a musical director to direct what type of songs you're playing in your show. That's ideal for some, but for me, that's why I find radio so beautiful. It's just the craft of it. Imagine you're just listening to voices. You don't know how they look like. You don't know their expressions. And you're just imagining this all in your head. Mm-hmm. And the music that they're going to play, you don't know what they're going to play. It's different from, you know, a playlist that's set for you. Mm-hmm. It's someone who has, you know, really good knowledge of music and with the intention, I hope, to help make your day better in that booth as the pilot, steering the music and the spiels and the segues. So that is how I see radio as ideal. Right. So in a show, you would come in, normally it's a 3-hour show. Some stations have 4 hours, but 3 hours is good enough. Mm-hmm. And you'd intro and, you know, depending on you, if you have some segments for the day or some news to share. And for me, I'm really thinking, you know, just very in the moment.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah.
In the moment. So I'm not the kind of DJ that has her spiels written on a laptop or a paper. No. I'm just going by the music. But it's not to say that it's a bad thing to write down what you're going to say, because some DJs do that, and it's important, because it, you know, it solidifies their thoughts and makes them, you know, whole.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, on the fly with the music.
That's kind of like me saying, so apologizing a while ago because I didn't send you an outline. And then she was like, it's fine. I'll be all right. You know, and that's like, that's kind of, I'm like, okay, I'm happy she's guested tonight.
Cool. You know, you're talking to a host, right?
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, that's the right answer. And that's how, you know, people know their shit.
No, but I do. I appreciate that you do think about your guests that way, that you want to prepare it. So good on you.
Yeah. Initially, I had no idea what to do. I didn't do research. I just wanted to. You know, it's funny. I started this podcast a year ago, August. So this is pretty much my second year, at the beginning of my second year, and I was bringing around a large suitcase. Of inside were two mics.
What?
Lights and video equipment.
That's
pretty much how. Yeah, that's how I started, and I didn't know what to do. It was something that I was just because I hang out in a coffee shop. And guys, this is also Descarte, which is the reason why I'm also obviously saying it is. I've been trying to put out content for a while now. For those of you that know me, everyone knows that I used to vlog. I was vlogging. Was
no
just
way.
Yeah.
No
I
way.
I did it just to experiment.
You need to pull up one of those vlogs.
No. I took it offline. Holy crap. There's this girl. Oh, anyways. I have a friend.
One hot seat, dude. You're sitting in the other hot seat.
No way. Anyways, the reason why I'm saying this is because the same way Alex is doing her sit down and do it in the moment situation, because I know a lot of people who also want to start podcasting. Ever since I started, probably more than 20 people have asked me how I started. And I've never answered directly. I kind of want to discover it for themselves.
Yes. But,
right? And, yep. And so, you know, on the back end of everything, I started this podcast, kasi coding on a Wednesday. Coding on a Wednesday. And I was like, should I bring stuff?
I'll just
do it. I'll just do it.
Sounds good.
You know, and I just went with it, and a lot of really good stuff has been happening. Actually, I hit 2,000 listens.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to me. But sorry, we went off on a tangent there.
That's
right. Voiceovers. How did voiceovers happen now? Like,
okay, voiceovers didn't happen until very recently.
Real quick, that's the one that pays a lot, right? That's
it does, weird. It does, yeah. But not right away. I'll get to that.
Agencies.
So it's like, holy crap, the layers.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, so voiceover, my first voiceover project was back in 2015. This is for a dubbing project for, you know, one of those home shopping TV networks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's this girl trying to sell some cooking ware, and I had to dub her voice because it was like in German or something. So that was my first ever voiceover job. And then I didn't pursue it up until again, like four years later, last year, 2019, where
why? I would imagine you just went for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, because I think I did have my job, and then I did have radio, and then I had hosting. So I was trying to balance everything out. Right, and let's not forget my beautiful 9-year-old son.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that. On top of everything you see on the poster.
Yeah,
professional host,
mom.
Radio DJ, VO Town sports commentator and entrepreneur. She's also a mom to a very poggy child.
Thank you. Looks like me, right?
Yeah, well,
you better say the right answer, dude, or I'm cutting this line.
I haven't seen your post. Have I seen your I really loved when he had long hair. He had long hair at one point, right? Was it not really long?
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, long hair. I do too, but he hates it now. But anyways, like that's gonna change anything. It's still gonna be long. Yeah. So yeah. So I was balancing a lot on my plate, and it wasn't something that I saw I could do, up until I actually went and tried it, and like, oh my God, this is something I can do. So, you know, it took me to just go to different production houses and to voice file. So you might be wondering what the heck is voice filing? Okay, so voice filing is, for example, giving your resume to a company, but this time they would ask you to record sample scripts and then keep that in their audio files. So when a client comes to them, let's say, for example, the Department of Tourism, saying, hey, you know, agency, I need a girl who can sound like this and can deliver this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, we have these choices for you. So that's it. So I had to file at every production house that I knew. It was just also, again, a moment of putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And we're here today.
What's that studio in? Oh, guys, a lot of the studios, by the way, of the music that you listen to is made in Makati.
Makati Circuit. The Mylong.
Yeah, the Mylong area. Did you
Mylong building that area?
I went to, I forgot what beat, I forgot the name of the studio, but I went to the studio.
Well, there's a lot. There's a Loudbox. There's Loudbox. Hip Productions. Yeah. Sound Design. Yeah, there's Roar Studios, a whole lot, DigiTracks.
And you just walk in, or did you have to schedule the sound? What was it called again? Sound file? Voice file?
Voice file. I think some of them I like walked in and said, hey, can I voice file? I'm like, yeah, sure. But then some of them you had to set an appointment because there had to be like an available sound engineer for you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I did a track back in 2014 for a mobile phone brand in Loudbox. I met Kath Bernardo, and I also got to do that voice file thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I think it was the voice file because the sound engineer was like, hey, bro.
Oy boss mo. Pwedeng pa-record.
Record ka dito. And they made me go inside a booth. And I was like, wait, ano ba to? Normal, ano, parang, am I getting discovered now? And then sabi niya, and then they actually, madami daw, like, you can, like, anyone can walk in, apparently, dun sa kanila. Yeah. And get that voice file done. And he gave me, like, three scripts, tama ba? He gave me three or four scripts to read. And do the voiceover. And so, guys, discarte lang din, you know? You might...
Yeah, discarte lang. It's just, it's really making your way. Believe me, you gotta get up on your ass and do your part.
And so, getting the voice... the
discarte in a way that you put yourself out there.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, especially nowadays, you can't doubt yourself. Also, you want to do everything you can to... stay afloat as well, you know.
Times
are tough. Getting the voiceover gig, was that 2 years ago, 2018?
No, I think it started to seriously happen like late of 2018, like December, actually the month of December of 2018. That's when it really started to roll.
And how was the, did you get booked through an agency or you get booked directly?
Through an agency, but there are also some clients who choose not to go through an agency and they just contact you directly. And there's a difference because when they contact you directly, you get paid quicker, faster.
I can imagine.
And then through the agency, I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, no bad word here, but like agencies, there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, there's
but
a lot
you
of
know,
layers.
The pay's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and and obviously tied around that is more jobs, right? If you go through an agency, they probably book you more.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Because it's a more professional, you know, institution.
How did the voiceovers happen? Was it a series of sessions, or did you just sit down, do one session, and kill it?
I would be lying if I say that I get it the first time all the time. I mean, no, I'm not like that. But I am able to work fast. And I think that's why a lot of the sound engineers and the producers and the clients have chosen to work with me because let's say you get booked for an hour, like a studio gets booked for an hour and that's on the client's money. I'll get the job done in 30 minutes if I can.
Right.
So that the rest of the 30 minutes we can do, you know, doing other takes, other deliveries that they can present. It's just making the clients want to work with you time and time again, because you work fast, efficiently, and you get the job done the way, exactly the way they want to.
Yeah, and studio time is really expensive as well.
Yeah, it is. That's why I got my own.
Yeah, I saw your your video on the I think it was
on
it was
Instagram. For the podcast. Yeah, it was like I posted a photo on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's just in your house.
Yeah, here, right here.
That's crazy. I actually got the same sound stuff, but then I realized where the hell am I gonna put it in this house? I don't have a room for.
You don't really need much space, actually.
Well, yeah, that's true. I see a switch right there as well.
Yeah.
How's that going? You have a podcast then, right?
It's more of a, well, we're trying to make it a podcast in the sense that, you know, how podcasts are completely audio.
Yeah.
But right now we're using StreamYard. So it's a show. It's called Geek Speak PH with my friends, Justin, Vince, and Ariana. And where we completely just geek out. You know, I know a lot of us have our inner geeks and we talk about stuff like comic books, games, video games, movie adaptations.
I actually watched a couple of minutes. I didn't get through the entire thing, but you guys look pro. You guys, like, I looked at my podcast. I looked at your podcast and I was like, oh, bro, I gotta get on this. StreamYard is really good, isn't it?
StreamYard is good. Yeah. Thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you watch more of it. And I hope you join us on the show.
I should. Yeah. I'm a huge, like, look at this. I've got a Deathly Hallows tattoo.
I know.
What is up?
Your tattoos.
Being a geek back in the day was just like,
it wasn't necessarily a good thing. It was seen in a negative light.
100%. But now I don't give a shit.
Like, no way, man.
I can talk about.
Like, yo, I'm a geek. Like,
Lord of the Rings for 10 hours. That's
Holy crap, 10 hours. Okay. You got issues, boy.
I gotta find something else to do. But you mentioned a while ago that you left radio.
I did. So I left last year. I just took a break. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to take a break from something that you love so that you come back into it with more passion and more gusto.
True. You did it for a while as well, straight. Did you ever
have a break? Yeah, I did. I really did. 2014 to 2019. So yeah.
Did you ever get did you do summer breaks or stuff like that? Or was it just
No, I was on radio almost every weekend or every day. Yeah.
And I guess consistency plays a huge part in radio as well.
It does. And like in any other show, like for example, your podcast, you know, the more episodes you pull out and the more episodes you come out with, people start to appreciate what you're doing and they get it and they start to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Just on voiceovers, did you ever get invited and chose not to take the project?
No, never, because you know, for me, I see it as it's very humbling and it's such an honor for clients to choose you to voice their videos. So, you know, why would I turn that down?
Like, I was just like in my head, I think I'm only asking that because, like, in terms of just choosing, do you think, or what do you think the key is to increasing your value?
Your chances of getting chosen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your chances of getting chosen.
I think one would be, you know, that they're able to see how flexible you are as a voice talent, that you can deliver different tones, different characters. So that you're just not like a one-sided, you know, guy or one-trick pony. You really want to diversify yourself and diversify your skills enough that you can accommodate a wide range of clients. So it could be from a laundry detergent to, I don't know, frozen food to whitening lotion to feminine wash.
Actually, that's exactly the reason why I kind of asked, because I went through a situation where, or I witnessed a situation where this girl got booked and she denied it. She was like, no, this isn't for me. Like, my voice wouldn't be good for this. Do you think that's a good way of handling things?
Well, I mean, if she knows that she can't get the job done, then okay, I respect her decision. But the thing is, someone saw something in you.
Yeah, you're supposed to adapt, right?
So adapt and push yourself beyond your boundaries.
I thought it was a thing, which is why I asked you. I was like, oh.
No. It's not a thing at all. Yeah. If you do see her again, tell her, you know, next time, don't decline. Just try, you know.
Yeah. It's odd. At that end, I was like, oh, she must have...
She was probably having some self-doubt. Probably. And she just didn't want to mess it up for the client, which is also, you know, very so respectful.
That's also a good thing, yeah. Sports commentating. What the heck?
Okay, we're at that part now. Okay, yeah. Great. Sports commentating, which is another wild story. So my friend Ernest, he's a writer for a newspaper, a business column, I think. And he would also do a lot of sports. He would commentate for sports. Mm-hmm. And one day he invited me to become one of the anchor or analysts, as you would call it, mm-hmm. for the M League. It's called the Metro League. It was supervised by the PBA. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I arrived and holy shit, he sat me down with Noel Zarate. I think you guys know him.
Yeah,
he's well-known
yeah.
anchor of the PBA.
Whoa.
So what? Yeah, he was my mentor. But like, can you believe it? Like my first time ever sportscasting a game, uh-huh. and you sit me down with a veteran like that who's been in the business for what, 30 years?
For a while. Like, for a long while.
What did I ever do to you, man? What? Yeah, and but you know, it was like a trial by fire, and you know, he saw something, he said, okay, why don't you join the workshop? And after that, you know, I was just doing sportscasting for basketball games and volleyball games, and which led me to sportscast for the beach volleyball games at last year's SEA Games,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You did SEA Games?
I did. It was such an honor. It was incredibly one of the biggest accomplishments of my life.
100%.
To be able to call the games for and we won, you know, Philippines yeah. won first runner-up, you know, both teams, men and women, so.
Holy crap. My nephew was there, actually. Yeah, my nephew plays volleyball for the national team.
Is this indoor volleyball or beach volleyball?
Beach volleyball. Yeah, but he wasn't. I don't think he played.
What's his name?
Dayan Dante.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't play. I think he was one of the reserves or bench. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wow! I didn't know you did FIBA. I mean FIBA. You
SEA Games.
SEA
yeah.
Games. What was the workshop that they put you through for NBA?
It was Noel Azarita's workshop. It's called NBA or Newbies Broadcasting Academy, where they somehow teach you how to broadcast and what kind of goes down in the world of broadcasting if you really want to make it to the big leagues and land it at the PBA or, you know, the other leagues.
That's nuts. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they do. So
it is an industry, isn't it?
It is.
Just on that end, if you were to choose one out of everything, which one would you prefer? I'm putting you on the spot right now.
why would you put me through this?
No, like, you know why?
You I know do you why? A favor and like
just kidding. No, like, you know why? Because like hosting, right? I feel like professional hosting in on itself is a completely separate situation. It's like professional hosting and then you're also a radio jock, right? Which is also kind of just looking from specific tangents, right? I think all of them are actually specific. Like, yeah, you use your voice, but these are real big deal industries as well.
Yes, right? they're people. Okay, here, let me just set the record straight.
Yeah.
People think like, okay, just because you're a radio DJ, you can be a good host, and just because you're a good host,
exactly.
you can be a radio DJ.
Exactly.
It's not how it works,
really
people.
Different. Yeah.
No, and please don't say that because you are not giving the due respect to these people who have really just honed their craft in each of these skills. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
100%. I feel like they're completely different professions in and of itself as well. Which is why I'm asking.
I'm glad you see it that way. Most people don't.
No, I've been thinking of this for a while, really. Ever since I saw really crappy wedding hosts. I was like, you know what? I think I can.
You gotta give me these names after the show. I need to know who these people are.
I'm being so mean, but guess what? It's real. It's real.
It's real, man. It's real.
Really
talk.
Bad
real
ones. Talk. Like I went to a gig. Oh, sorry, not a gig, but an event hosted by a huge events company, Bea Regala. I'm dropping your name. One of your.
Oh
events.
My god.
No. She wasn't the host, but she.
They got
a and she was like on fire. She was like, this is what we're doing tonight. And I was like, oh my gosh, how much are you gonna get paid? How much are you gonna get paid for this energy? It's good, in a way. if you're high or something like that. But
yeah,
holy crap.
It's really all about reading your crowd,
yeah,
and your audience as a host.
True.
Yeah.
And the people that were there, they were all geeks. They're all geeks. Everyone just stood there and they're like,
talk about
what is she doing? Are you on something? What the heck is going on?
It's like, anyways, you can have some of that.
Yeah, ever since seeing that, and ever since, you know, seeing the radio booth and seeing also sports commentating. Like, one of the early ideas for podcasting was me going through UAAP and stuff like that. And then I realized, holy crap, this is like, they're all different ball games.
Yeah.
So much respect for the
people. Each sport, you have to learn the rules, you know, the players. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I can definitely probably say at this point that it's probably more difficult than the video format, because on the video format,
you got material, you got things you can show.
You've got things you can show and stimulate the viewer's senses. Whereas with the majority of voice, it's really
the delivery.
The delivery and
keeping them interested and hooked.
Yeah, and the emotion that you share and have them ride is very difficult. it's really difficult, guys. I'm saying this for the people that want to start podcasting. Huge shout out to Podcast PH, who a couple of you are watching right now. You see G Pasco Rosanes.
Baby G, can I call him Baby G?
Okay, Baby G still naman siya, still a Baby G.
Oh, and Zara's watching.
Hello.
And Dazzy as well. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Just to sum everything up, what do you think would be the descarte overall for people that want to get into the field?
I think the descarte would be really having the confidence in yourself and believing in yourself.
Alex, you cut out for a bit. Can you say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying, just have confidence in yourself. Don't doubt your skills and your capabilities, but do your homework. Make sure that you have those skills and capabilities to back you up, you know?
Oh, can we stay there for a bit? Can we stay there for a quick second?
Let's do that.
All right.
Ooh, did I strike a nerve?
We don't have much time left, but guys, I kind of want to do this as well. Alex,
yes.
How could you think people could self-evaluate themselves if they are actually hitting the right spots, or if they've, I don't want to say if they've got it, because you can actually train yourself, I think, but.
Well, okay. I mean, no, there are people that can be trained, but then there are people who have it innately.
Right.
And that's
right.
Something you will never, I'm sorry, be able to just, you know, get.
Just
by
wing.
Training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wing. But you do what you can. So your question, yes?
Yeah, so my question, well, not really, it wasn't really a question. It was more of just me browsing through a couple of the content stuff that I've that's been put around. I feel like there's a lot of people.
Oh, I think I know where you're going. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to be mean, but I feel like, including myself, like...
Yeah,
like,
everyone's under this.
Yeah, exactly. Just looking at my previous podcast, I'm like, man, that was so bad. Like, what are the tips that you could get? I used to get drunk on the show. Jeez, what the heck?
I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I mean, you know. But okay, I know where you're going. I kind of get it. Okay. Yeah. I know a lot of people are trying to produce content and just putting stuff out there, and good on you for having the confidence to do that. But then here's what I'm trying to say. The world is already so crowded. Like you only have 24 hours in a day, and you know, everyone's just trying to buy your time. So if you're really going to produce content and you really want to be seen, make sure that it's something that gives service and value to people and not just about yourself. Because I trust me, people will shut off if you just keep talking about yourself. And it was just, if they will see right through the the BS.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so like, be authentic and don't try to be something that you're not, because people will see through the, you know, through you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
My takeaway is that I've been watching a lot, and especially for the people that are just starting out, I think a huge deal goes into just making sure that you speak clearly enough, because do you get me? Because there's a lot out there who have a lot to say. you know? Yeah. But then you hear them and it's just something, you know, just make sure that you speak clearly. Speak slowly, speak clearly. Yeah. And I think that that's a good start, you know?
And don't try to use big words because sometimes, you know, a simple word is gonna do it.
Also, kung nahiwa pa ako mag-English, mag-Tagalog ka na lang. Pwede naman
yun. Marunong akong mag-Tagalog, but like, honestly, kasi my first language was English. So mas nahihirapan ako mag-Tagalog kasi nabubulol ako. But if you ask me to speak Tagalog, kaya ko.
Yeah. Di ba? There are people out there who parang pinipilit nila. Dude, fucking speaking English doesn't make you cool.
Wag na. Parang tayo na, Chong. Parang magpakatotoo ka na.
Parang
Tagalog kung Tagalog, Taglish kung Taglish, English kung English.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's the discarte, guys. Actually, meron akong na-miss. I remember you putting out a business. Right?
Yeah. Rent Pro Manila.
How's that?
Yeah, several also. We have also the AW&W. It's we do car tinting. It's a car wash and car coating. And then we also have Rent Pro Manila. You can rent out, because I know a lot of people are trying to produce content, but you don't have the equipment. So yeah, we have it. And if you want to rent it, by all means, we'd be happy to rent it out to you. And yeah, can I plug my YouTube channel?
Yes, please okay. Plug it.
Yes, I was just talking about, you know, in the fight to get people's time and focus. So Radiohead is my brainchild. Radiohead by Alex E on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. It's just 3 to 4 minutes of your time because basically all I want to do is share music and artists with you.
Here we go. Let's just play that video. Can I play that video? I feel like people want it.
All right. Awesome. Good morning, Philippines.
My name is Alex, one of the boys, and frankly, I'm here to wake you up. As you know, the weekends, they only come in twos, so wake up. All right, I know the bedroom's calling, which is why I'm going to make the music a little bit louder for you. Good morning! Oh, it's definitely a good morning. You see the sun rising? Well, it's peeking into your eyes. All we have to do is defrost them, and the perfect person to help out with that, well, it's Max.
Sorry. Volume was high. But wow. That's a really good production there. Guys.
Oh yeah.
Guys, check her out. You know, like, oh, there's, I feel like whatever you're doing on YouTube should get good traction. There's a lot of podcasters podcasting, mm-hmm. and I would see like for me, my average view count would be just 20s, 25s, 30s. A majority of the listeners go on podcasting websites or podcasting mm-hmm. apps. For people playing like full-on music, I see my DJ friends, you know, with 300 people watching them at once.
Oh no, but this one I don't exactly play the whole track because it's of copyright.
Oh.
Just so you know, I don't do this to monetize it. I do it out of passion. I really right. I can't monetize these it. videos. I just enjoy, you know, it's part of me being a radio DJ in my own right.
What?
Yeah.
Cool. Check her out, guys. Anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, Geek Speak every Mondays at 8 p.m. Please join us. We have giveaways to give you, like Funko Pops and whatnot. I think next week we're doing Adidas. Yeah, please. Watching. Come on. You got to. We have quiz nights. And I think next Monday, Vince is doing a Badoots dance.
A Badoots dance.
Yeah, if you want to see it, please join us. And yeah, so Radiohead by Alex E. Rent Pro Manila. Please visit us on Instagram if you want to rent out equipment for your needs, lighting, cameras, and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Huh. Awesome show. This really, like, heading into this episode, I felt like I hadn't I did a podcast. Yeah. I'm completely off center. It's just the work has been really difficult. And
that's all right. With me, you don't need to prep. It's like just talking to your old buddy.
So good. So good. You didn't like so natural. How do I do this? Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the same way I did. Hopefully you guys got an insight into what being a professional host is, being a radio DJ is, VO talent and sports commentating is, and how it is, how what you need to do. So for those of you that want to get into the situation, come get it, man. Just do it.
Just get it, man. Just message Mark how he does it, you know?
Let's do it. I'm definitely not a pro, but I'll be happy to put you on the show once you're famous or not. We never know.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Alex, maybe
Mark,
one day
thank
we can do it again.
Oh, totally. I would love to. Thank you, Mark, for having me. Congratulations on 2 years of this, the Scartha Weekly. Guys, please continue to watch this podcast and listen to it. He's got amazing stuff to share with you.
Thank you so much, guys. And as I say every end of the show.
What is it you say?
I say, keep sharp, keep learning, and appreciate the small things like the Scartha Weekly. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.